Now, these are just beliefs, but beliefs control our actions. You might want to write down another phrase, and that is all beliefs carry with them consequences. All beliefs carry with them consequences. Human behavior is belief-driven. Okay? All beliefs carry with them consequences, and human behavior is belief-driven. What does that mean? It simply means that if somebody does something, they got a reason. Even if it may seem insane to you, even if they may not know what the reason is consciously, they got a reason. It's based on something they believe, that by doing this, it'll give them something they need or want unconsciously, some set of feelings they need. That's why people do what they do. So we need to understand what a belief is, because people make a belief into a thing, and all a belief is a feeling. A belief is a feeling. That's all it is, right? A belief is a feeling of certainty. That's all a belief is. A belief is a feeling of certainty about what something means. So when you say, I believe this, you're saying, I'm certain about this. If you say, Tony, I believe I'm an intelligent person, what you're saying is, Tony, I feel what? I feel what? Certain that I'm an intelligent person, okay? That's all a belief is. Now, let me give you a metaphor. What's the difference between an idea and a belief? Well, you can have an idea that the world is flat, but not believe it, not feel certain that the world is flat. Or you can have a belief that the world is round and be certain the world is round. Let me give you a metaphor for it. Here's the difference between an idea and a belief. An idea is like a tabletop with no legs. Now, what's the problem with a tabletop with no legs? If you push against it, what's it gonna do? Fall down. There's nothing to hold it up. There's nothing to make it solid or certain. What a belief is a tabletop with legs underneath it to support it. So let me give you an example. I want you to think about something for a moment. How many of you have references? I'm not saying you believe this, but you have experiences. Now, by the way, references can be things you've experienced, things you've read about, things people have told you, or even things you've imagined. Can you imagine enough things that you're certain how things are? Like make up something in your head and then find out later you were dead wrong? How many of you have ever done this? Say I. Okay, so references are not just experiences from the past. There are things you can make up, read about, etc. How many of you have some beliefs that intellectually you know better, but emotionally they still control you? How many have some beliefs like this? Say I. Okay, so the only reason you develop a belief is so you can feel certain and make decisions quickly about how to get pleasure or how to avoid pain. So the only way you get rid of a belief is you destroy it by sweeping the legs, like questioning these references. Like in a martial arts competition, you take out somebody's legs, their fight disappears. Same thing is true with a belief. The other way you can get rid of it is by linking a massive amount of what to the old belief that doesn't serve you? A massive amount of what? Pain. If you link enough to it, your brain will avoid it, and now you have a chance to create an alternative, okay?